In a world where every conversation is about what movie or TV show you've just seen, this is Never Seen It. Comedians rewriting famous movies and TV shows they've never seen.
Hey everybody, this is Never Seen It. I'm your host, Kyle Ayers. This is the podcast where comedians rewrite famous movies they've never seen before, and we read their script. Happy 2024. This is our first episode here in this year. It is not a script rewrite. I am instead doing a fun 2024 predictive, what we think probably most likely happens episode with Joe McAdam and Rob Hayes. I bring up some movies that are coming out this year that I did or didn't know about. We talk what we think probably happens in them, mostly blown away that there's a Lion King prequel and that sort of thing. So we have a lot of fun. It's coming out here on a weird day on a Friday. Just sort of a fun preview for the year 2024. Yeah, I have a little bit of a recap with Joe and Rob over on the Patreon of some 2023 stuff, patreon.com/neverseenit. But I want to let you guys know, if you're in Los Angeles, I am running my show Hard to Say, which is the comedy show about chronic pain, trigeminal neuralgia, and all this stuff I'm living with. That is going to be at the Elysian Theater, and that is going to be on Sunday, February 4th. Once again, that's the February 4th in LA. And yeah, you can check that out, ElysianTheater.com. That's the Sunday in February where there is not football. So if that's your thing, it's the week before the Super Bowl. It's an off week. And let people know. Like I said, it's Sunday, February 4th, ElysianTheater.com. It'll be wonderful to see folks there. And yeah, enjoy this episode. We'll be back into a more normal schedule of scripts and stuff, getting back into it. Just had got the COVID over Christmas. And, you know, enjoy this. This is a lot of fun. Very loose. Our producer, Nolan Fabricus, is in here talking with us, too. Just super loose, kind of riffing on fun stuff that may happen. And if you want to see some recap and Rob's incredible take on Oppenheimer, that is over on the Patreon at patreon.com/neverseenit. Enjoy the episode. Did you have a favorite movie last year?
A favorite movie outside of the Beyonce Renaissance the experience? Yeah. I saw Into the Spider-Verse a couple of times, but it's not a movie. That's not a movie.
It's like a part one.
Like a movie ends. Like that's not a movie. That's just like, all right, we gonna start something.
It's literally like they stop a roller coaster and make you climb off the roller coaster to get done instead of finishing.
Here's the worst part. I went to one of them like dine-in movies or whatever, mm-hmm. where like if you don't close out like before the end of the movie, then they charge you like a super surcharge. But then the movie just ended and it was like to be continued. And then I got charged with this 25% charge, and it's like, no, I know how narrative works. Like the action was rising, bro.
You should get charged when the second one comes out.
I was actually hoarding French fries for a conclusion.
Like, yeah,
I did love that movie though, but people booed when I saw it in theaters
and
it ended.
Crazy.
Like people were like, no, boo. Like, not even like a booing, but like a saying of boo. Oh, especially a movie that I think is great.
Oh, no, you got to go to movies in New York. They boo movies all the time.
Who's it for?
People just piss.
Just the word. I want the word to get back to the director that I booed at this.
Bunch of comics, we all went to see Fan Four Stick when it came out.
Okay.
And then at the end, not just comics, the whole theater was upset. They was upset that they tried to set up a universe after this bad movie and tried to show them like with new buildings and stuff, and then they booed it.
I guess I get it. I've not been in New York a ton. I went to see Fast and Furious Hobbs and Shaw in New York. That feels like a movie you could boo, but nobody booed. I don't know.
Hobbs and Shaw was wild. They were sliding down elevators outside with no gloves.
What I liked about like Hobbs and Shaw was it's a whole movie where you know going in the main characters can't
beat each other up because it in their contracts they're not allowed to.
Well, they both have to win. Yeah,
they both have. It's like they both have infinite health code put on going into the GoldenEye multiplayer.
That's why I don't bring contracts to the movies anymore.
Oh, I do every time.
I don't want to know what's enough in the contract after the movie.
Every single time, it ruined Moana. I went into Abominable.
Moana's ass.
The Rock just beat the shit out of Moana because you knew he wasn't going to lose that fight. Okay, I don't know what I liked the most. I saw Killers of the Flower Moon. I liked that. I've never been in a movie that was that long, that didn't seem that long, and I had a good time.
That's a good vouch for it.
I watched No Country for Old Men again last night, a movie from 2007, mm-hmm. and I was like, nah, that's the best movie of last year.
Okay.
And that's how I felt about it. I was like, that's still the best one.
I watched Pineapple Express last night. That's the best movie of 2023.
I need to do a championship belt. What is the best movie champion right now? I don't think anything will have knocked off maybe No Country for Old Men for me.
I watched Child's Play on a plane, and I will say that might be the best movie of last year. I don't know why Child's Play is on Delta Flights.
Is that like
right
the original
now?
One?
The original
puppet
one.
Puppet work in that is unbelievable. Yeah. That is a cool movie. That's my favorite slasher.
The
franchise.
Lengths they go to avoid him getting in SAG.
Chicago was popping. You had Candyman. You had Child's Play. You had Urkel.
Sure.
You had like. Home three Alone,
three
Urkel,
devil miscreants.
Stefan Urkel, Fierce the robo
worker. Yo, Chicago was going crazy.
Yeah, plus 25 or 6 to 4 is a great song.
Come on, man. We didn't even bring up the Bulls.
Yeah.
The John Hughes did so much for Chicago in the 80s and 90s. It's unreal. Chicago's culturally dominant. Bulls aside, you're right. Like, for
movies,
my whole
TV.
Childhood.
Yeah.
And things were better because of it. Like, we don't have a city that's culturally dominant now.
Right.
I don't know. L.A. has Drive.
I'm from a pretty cool city that, in growing up, we didn't have much. And, like growing up, Atlanta, they would lie and say it was other places. So, like, RoboCop 3 is, like, in Atlanta, and, like, Trespass is in Atlanta, and they lie. And be like, nah, this is somewhere else.
They would say it's like L.A. Detroit. Or something. Or
Detroit. Yeah, RoboCop, they said Detroit. Yeah. But they got kicked out of Atlanta for blowing up a gas station in RoboCop.
They'll do that to you still.
They were like, it's Atlanta, we can blow up a gas station.
And
they did.
They couldn't believe they got in trouble.
Like, I think we can blow up a gas station here.
Oh, man. Well, they got The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now
every Tyler Perry.
Atlanta is got all this stuff going on now.
The show Atlanta... You got, you know,
oh, yeah.
You got the...
What was that show in Atlanta called?
You got, it's a ton of stuff now, you know. A lot of Marvel stuff is in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Stranger Things is in Atlanta. That episode where they go to Pittsburgh. I'm like, bro, this
is
not
Pittsburgh in
the 80s.
I think The Last of Us
is
in Atlanta too, isn't it?
At all. This is where I used to hang out. That is my city
there. Yeah, everyone's sweating.
Yeah. There are no bridges.
Yeah. Well, I want to... talk about what's coming out this year in 2024 and see what we think will probably predict what we think is going to happen in these movies. There's an obscene amount. I looked up what are the movies. Is there anything you're like, oh, this comes out this year? It's been a long time since I've known a movie was about to come out the next year and been excited about it. Does that make sense? I don't look forward to them like I used to. I don't know what any of them are. And they're... I looked them up, and most of them have numbers in them. It's a two or a sequel or it's wild like that. But I made a list, and I asked people what they think is coming out. So I want to talk about what we think will probably happen in these movies.
Okay.
That come out this year. Is there any that you're, like, looking forward to?
Godzilla's having a moment right now, and honestly, 8-year-old me couldn't be any more excited. Now, I'm super behind. I haven't seen Godzilla Minus One, so I'm at a Godzilla Zero right now.
Like a net zero.
Yeah.
Is this all still, this is not like the Jack Black King Kong that's fighting Godzilla. But I know King Kong and Godzilla fought.
There's a split with the American and Japanese.
What is like, the ones that, this isn't the Peter Jackson King Kong that's made its way into the Kong.
It's not that King Kong. It's the
Skull Island.
Samuel L. Jackson King Kong.
Yeah. This is the, not P. Jackson,
you gotta
SJ
have
Jack.
A Jackson attached to King Kong. That's the way it works.
Jackson Black.
Yeah. Jackson Black. Yeah. That's a Jackson 5 yeah. cover group I would actually go see if it was just Jack Black doing Jackson 5 songs.
Okay. I would not see Jack White's board. Version.
I'm not going to Jackson
School of
White.
Rock, but it's only Jackson 5 songs. That's kind of hard.
That would actually yeah. be awesome. I hope those kids are okay.
I'm going to teach y'all about ABC.
Okay, you, A. I don't know if anything has ever existed more for one man than that movie did for him.
Oh, that's dead on. That's Jack Black's
Like, it's
movie.
Actually...
it's perfect.
I don't know. If it went from being a perfect movie to if anyone else did it, it might have actually not been made.
But then they made it into a Broadway play, so it's about to be a movie again soon.
Oh, a play based on a movie based on a play based... That's like Mean Girls, which
mean
is coming
Girls,
out this year.
Color Purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a... 2024 is starting off with a lot of sneaky musicals.
Sneaky musicals.
They don't want you to know. They don't put it in the commercial trailer or whatever at all. Mm-hmm. Wonka, they didn't tell you. Oh,
they sing in all the Wonkas.
Yeah, but they don't put it in the trailer. You know what I mean? They didn't, like, advertise, like, the yeah. musical.
The Oompas sing in all the Wonkas.
Yeah.
Everybody don't be singing, do they?
I think Gene Wilder sings a little
Candyman
bit.
Candyman sang, yeah.
Did the grandpa Wonka sing when he was being a piece of shit?
Dang. I guess that's a sneaky musical.
Yeah.
I'm just realizing right now that it was a musical.
Yeah, that's how sneaky it was. Is it's 40. The lead is dead.
You got away with this one, Gene, you son of a bitch.
But yeah, I didn't know the Color Purple was going to, it's like based on the Broadway, I guess.
Based on the Broadway. Yeah, so book to movie to Broadway.
To movie.
To
musical.
Movie. So I got to make that into a book.
Imagine you win an EGOT.
It's ready.
For the same thing 4 times.
You could do it, right?
Yeah,
you could do
I think
that.
So.
I don't know what the Emmy
someone,
would be.
Someone's going to try to do it.
Is there an award for book? Pulitzer.
There's no way to know.
There's no way to know.
Absolutely
Pulitzer,
not.
I think they give out like...
sci-fi.
Do they give out a Nobel literature? Sounds like something they'd do.
Yeah, I'll... Listen, I'm out of my depth with books.
I want to get the book based on the musical, The Color Purple, based on the Broadway play, based on the movie, based on the book. But it's all the way back around. Like when you'll see like the Lord of the Rings book based on the movie, based on the book. I like those.
My book, you know, like Mister's gonna come out as like this dude looks like Coleman Domingo. If you ever seen Euphoria, you know the dude to be helping out Rue. That's what he looks like.
I like a book that tells you, hey, if you've ever seen this thing, it's kind of like that.
It's kind of like this TV show.
Hey, the winner of American Idol looks a lot like Seeley. I'm just saying.
When I was a little kid, they had the Scholastic Book Fair at schools mm-hmm. and stuff. So I went and got Ace Ventura 2, the novelization, like a month before the movie came out. Oh, I knew everything. I knew
all the spoilers.
Yes, it was great. They had the pictures of the rhino, all that
shit.
Don't
spoil it for me. I haven't seen it.
They'd be like, go to this page to look at what it looks like. It was pretty cool.
Nolan, is there a Nobel Prize?
There's a Nobel Prize for Literature. I think the actual Nobel Prize for Literature is making the Oprah Book Club. That's the only award that like matters.
Oh, like for sales and stuff like that?
One.
And
that's the crowd work reels of books.
How did the novelization of Ace Ventura 2 handle the Monopoly Man moment where they were like, a man enters looking like the Monopoly Man, and then Ace Ventura calls out that he looks like the Monopoly Man. And that
I mean, they probably...
Probably
I'll be
pictures.
Honest, I don't remember exactly how it was written.
You don't remember? You don't remember all the nuance of the novelization of Ace Ventura 2?
There was one book that wasn't going to have a test. Nolan,
this novelization was just the
margins,
it was
like,
literally just the front and back of a piece of notebook paper. It was in the yellow the whole thing fit in the description in the yellow Scholastic book order. It's not like we were. I like the idea that it's like Animorphs, and at the bottom you flip it, and he comes out of the rhinoceros or whatever, like the flip book. I haven't seen Ace Ventura, but that happens, right? Doesn't he come out of a rhinoceros butt?
Yes,
man.
When he's meditating, that's like probably 3 pages of
a lot of
righty.
Hi, I was listening to a podcast and you brought up the novelization of Ace Ventura. How did it handle him talking out his butt?
There are moments that you can't just write that. Like, there's a part where Ace goes, like, your balls are showing to a guy whose balls are showing. But you need to see the balls before you hear.
Right, it's like when they...
Everything gets undercut.
It's like removing Tom Bombadil from Lord of the Rings, the movie. Some stuff's just better for its medium.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a movie. Exist, it's the only way to watch it.
That's why literature will never be able to capture what is on screen. There's never been a book better than the movie based on it. I think we can all agree.
That's got to be the case, right?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay, so is anyone looking for... last year I actually was looking forward to the Spider-Verse movie. I remember thinking, when the year started, I was like, I think that comes out. And I think the next one comes out sometime next year because it's clearly just done and they just exported...
It's rendering. It's not done at all, and it's a very contentious animation industry topic that they promised.
Is this one of those everyone's overworked and you should probably... Yes. I'm not going to think about that anymore because I want to like it.
One, they saw a viral video of a kid with some Legos then they put that in the movie. So that should let you know, hey, if you got some animation, do it now because you might get in the movie.
This is how willing companies are to undercut their own employees. Like, if a kid on TikTok's pretty good, he'll be most of it. We actually are going to have Charlie Bit My Finger in the new one. That's the newest viral video I can think of. It was on Bin Laden's hard drive.
I hate to break it to you, but Charlie...
he's deceased.
Charlie at a campus bookstore right now.
working at age 45. That's one of my favorite videos that Bin Laden had on his hard drive.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was just like a...
No, he had like a Charlie Bit My Finger .mp because he had to have it downloaded and like brought to him.
Because, there's no streaming with it.
I think if you were the company who made the VPN Bin Laden used, you have to put that in your advertising. Like, if you're like Nord and you're like, yo, Bin Laden didn't get caught. And one of the movies he downloaded was like about, it was like the Bin Laden movie. Like a documentary about how he hadn't been caught. And he's like, I mean, sure. And he didn't get caught. If you made the VPN that kept him from... That's incredible.
That's hilarious. Bin Laden like, yo, y'all want to watch Loose Chains? What y'all want to watch? So,
yeah, he had like a bunch of...
Me, guys. Check out.
I imagine it's funny to think, like, looking back, he watched like Loose Change on YouTube and he comments like, nah, it was Bin Laden. Yeah. He's like, I actually hate these because they take credit away from me. Hope he's okay.
I'm ready for Morbius 2. Is that coming out?
Is there another more? I wrote down some movies that are coming out this year. And you let me know if you have heard of it, if you're looking forward to it, and if it's something that you might be wanting to happen. So this year, Gladiator 2 comes out.
That's weird.
Gladiator, you're joking, right? 2. I'm not. And there's a lot going on with because I'm actually really familiar with the movie Gladiator and the first. It is not the sequel that was already written that
it's not the Nick
Ridley
Cave.
Scott tried to get made.
That Nick Cave wrote.
Yes. Yeah. So there was a Gladiator, a pretty grounded movie about a gladiator, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's hyper unrealistic, but pretty grounded. There was a written sequel that involved time travel where Maximus would like travel through time.
He was charged with the assassination of Christ.
Yeah.
He was supposed to Terminator Jesus Christ.
It was basically It was basically like a Forrest Gump Gladiator is influencing all of history.
With time travel.
And that's not the one. This Gladiator is just like, I think, 10 years later.
You're saying Nick Cave, the musician, not Nick Cage, the actor.
He told Ridley Scott this pitch at a party, and Ridley Scott's like, write it up.
Hey, man. Hey.
All right.
Do you remember?
Eventually, we're going to have to talk to Ridley Scott. Alien, incredible. But sometimes he be shaky. Has anybody watched this Napoleon movie where nobody's speaking French?
I think, I didn't see it, but someone should have told
them. They made a whole Napoleon movie where everybody's speaking English, bro.
I'm on Ridley's side. I don't want to hear. We get it. We know what's.
I think if Joaquin Phoenix spoke French, I think that might be the most pretentious thing ever caught on film.
Is Joaquin short?
Was Napoleon actually short?
See,
I'm probably Napoleon size.
You're probably Napoleon size.
Yeah, I'm probably around Napoleon. He's not like tiny,
I think he was like average for the time, and people were just shorter.
5'6".
I thought the whole Napoleon complex means like you conquer things because you're short.
Yeah, it does, but I think that they found out most people were that height.
It's then. A misnomer. They said the average height was 5'5", so he was actually an inch taller than the average back then.
How long was his penis?
And did he have a big hat, or was he just like...
Was that I think we made it all up. It just used to be so easy to make stuff up. Like, I believed everything everyone told me. I believed everything. This is why... Remember when people got mad at Elizabeth Warren for being like, I'm part Native American, because her family told her she was part Native American? They found out she was. But everyone got mad. They're like, her parents and her family told her that forever. Yeah. A kid in elementary school told me her uncle invented Rocky Road ice cream, and I told people about that until 2 years ago. I told people I knew the person who invented Rocky Road. And Rocky Road ice cream is like 200 years old.
This girl told me that Ray Allen was her brother, and I believed it for the longest. They had the same nose. I believed it.
Right. So I just believed someone telling me something.
What a lie, though. Like, why? It seems so easy to figure it out.
This girl's always standing in the corner waiting.
Allen? There's a lot of Allens.
I don't know. I probably believe him.
On the topic of Napoleon's penis... It was allegedly amputated during an autopsy shortly after his death in 1821.
Yeah, didn't Connor buy it in Succession? Wasn't that a plot of Succession?
I think that was said in Succession, or someone implied that was a gift that had been bought. The preserved penis was described by Judith Pascoe, New York Times, as, quote, barely recognizable as a human body part, and its authenticity is unclear.
That's crazy. You'd think a 400-year-old penis would look normal. You'd think that'd be a very recognizable thing away.
If you're not flaccid when you did, when you
I don't even know what century was Napoleon's. That's what actually Die Hard with a Vengeance is about. Okay, here's another movie coming out next year. I want you guys to tell me what you think probably happens in this. Mickey 17.
Mickey?
Mickey 17.
Mickey 17.
It's a Mickey Blue Eyes sequel about time traveling Mickey Blue Eyes. I've never heard of this. I don't know.
The copyright is up for Mickey Mouse. You could do whatever you want to.
Sure.
So now we got an NC-17 Mickey Mouse movie. That's clear.
He fucks.
And Mickey said, this is wild because this movie has a number in the title. It says, it's not a franchise movie of any sort. Bong Joon-ho is directing a movie with Robert Pattinson in it. It's the guy who made Parasite.
That sounds great.
This is
great.
His movie. I know. How are we not all talking about this
Mickey
movie?
17,
this guy who just made a dope movie with one of the actors everyone likes right now. I had never heard of this until I looked up what are movies coming out next year that people are looking forward to. This was one of them.
Okay.
A disposable employee is sent on a human expedition to colonize an ice world. After one iteration dies, a new body is regenerated with most of those memories intact.
Yeah, I'll watch that. That sounds great.
Yeah.
That seems fun.
Come on, man.
You got to trust a guy who makes Parasite.
Sunshine. Yeah, give me that.
Right. All right, here we go. Bad Boys 4 comes out next year. Excited?
Yeah, I'm excited.
I didn't see the third.
I don't remember
so
when
I'm not
it came
caught
out,
up.
But I didn't see
I think
it.
It's called Bad Boys
for Life.
Life.
This one is?
I thought the third one was called Bad Boys for Life.
Oh.
Which I was like, I remember being like, they fucked up.
Right. Especially because the fourth one is called Bad Boys High Five Each Other. And so they're really telegraphing where it's going.
The third one was Bad Boys 3 Amigos.
The Bad Boys 3 Amigos? Yeah.
I mean, I'll watch Bad Boys forever. I cannot fathom what possible. Does it feel, it feels different. Will Smith feels different now.
Yeah, but are we going to believe him as a bad boy?
I think he's a very bad boy.
Will. What if it's called Very Bad Boys?
Very bad Will. Boy.
Very, very bad boys.
Because when I was a kid, Martin was the bad one.
He was.
Now Will Smith's the bad one.
It was a plot point. He was afraid Will Smith wanted to date Martin Lawrence's sister. I like those Bad Boys movies. I don't know who's directing it. I can't believe they're still making it. Everything that I'm looking up was a sequel. Or a eighth, or a tenth. Gladiator 2. It came out 20. Like just like if like a Fast and Furious. Like it's just like feels like.
Yeah.
I had Mickey 17, and then there's a movie called Civil War that comes out. Did you see the trailer?
The Civil War
coming out.
I've seen Civil War already.
Captain America. In this one, he is not in it. I think Chris Pratt is in it, playing someone on the other side of this. What he would be on in the Civil War. If actual Chris Pratt
was on the Iron Man side now?
Yeah, I don't know. This is like America, I think an actual Civil War, like a near future. It looked Like, oh, wait, it looked like someone had to, like, snatch the script from Zack Snyder's hands and make it on their own.
It's like 1861?
No, this is like 2030, I think, is when it takes place.
Oh, so it's like a new Civil War.
Yeah.
Brand new.
And they're just going to call it Civil War, like the old Civil War didn't happen? That's, like, the new Civil War has got to be Civil War II.
Yeah.
This is Civil War erasure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like, know, and all those
World
veterans.
World War II popped off, how many people was like, yeah, dog, they remember us, bro.
Right. They were trying to call
the first one.
They were trying to call it, like, respect. The best war, and everyone from World War I's like, what are you fucking, come on.
Yeah.
You can't.
And maybe there's been enough I think that there's been enough distance that Civil War is actually now in public domain. They were going to call this the Great Steamboat Willie War, but they made it just a couple weeks before everyone could use it. But it's like a civil. I don't know
I'll
if it's,
see it.
Yeah.
The CW? I'll see that.
What they call it?
I'll see that movie.
Who's on what team, though? Is it up versus down again?
This is like a right versus down versus some left. Because remember, I'm from Missouri, and we famously didn't pick a side in the Civil War. Because, I mean, there's no real polarizing things
Missouri
you're fighting
was
over.
New, too, right?
Yeah, we're like,
yeah,
we
just got here.
We saw both sides, and we're like, I don't know. It's not, you both make compelling arguments.
Which we know what that really means.
Yeah.
I mean, like, right.
If you're like, do you want slaves or do you not?
I don't know, because Kentucky was new, and it was like, nah, sign us up, dog. We just saw, baby, where our guns at.
But if you're like, do you like black people or not? And someone says, I don't want to answer. Do you think you know their answer? And then if you've been to Missouri.
I feel like, you know, they're like, yo, I'm like, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he half black, he half white.
I know. That's, yeah. Civil War. I'll probably see it. I don't know anything. I really am, like, so in the dark about this whole year of movies.
In the trailer, it says it's Texas and California.
Oh, Texas and California are one of the teams. They're teamed up,
states. Like that's like when a weird tag team happens.
Yeah, this is the Rock and Sock connection of tag teams.
Yeah.
This is Mick Foley and The Rock. The Rock being, I would say, California, and Mick Foley being Texas. Or this is like a, I don't know if Stone Cold was ever, and he like would tag team with people rarely, but he was always on his own. But like
abortion, not a factor in this Civil War at all.
Yeah, they're not thinking about that. No.
Yeah, okay. Because Texas and California disagree on so much.
I think it has, the crux of this whole movie is Joe Rogan Spotify exclusivity. and it's all going to be basically based on vertical video crowd work.
I mean, all right, like everyone when this trailer came out, they're like, California and Texas, bullshit, this is so far-fetched. But like, could it happen because of Joe Rogan? Like if he tried to make like Austin, Texas like a capital of comedy and enough people move there where it's like, it's kind of like L.A. too.
I think that Elon built the one track for a train between L.A. so he could keep tax breaks from both states at the same time.
Yeah.
He just has sort of this dual income thing. I think if you really think about the practicality, if Texas and California teamed up, that's a lot of the power.
It's who got the Mexican food. That's really what it's about.
Yeah.
That's the
yeah.
only thing they really could like bump fist on is who got the Mexican food. Mm-hmm. And then I could see, you know, New York like, we don't need Mexican food. And then, you know, the Northeast, they are like, we got Chinese food. And then it's just about food that's not even from here.
Yeah.
It's a scooped bagel inciting incident.
Mm-hmm. I'm going California, Texas.
Yeah.
If we're going to win.
If we're predicting who wins the Civil War in the movie Civil War, I bet no one, and it comes to a nice conversation.
Just sit down. Eat.
Tacos. Who's the president? I think Nick Offerman is the president in the Civil War movie.
Okay.
Feels like he'd be on Texas and California side just based on his life.
No, I think he's the American president.
Right, I'm just saying based on his life, it feels like.
IRL, who's Nick Offerman going with?
Oh, yeah.
But Texas, California, those big states, a lot of population. So if they wanted to get the scrapping together, I could see it. But then I could see all the small states banding together. Now you got all kind of like Yellowstone cross mixing,
sure. Idaho and
you know what I'm
Wyoming
saying,
together.
Like all kind of weird combinations of people that you know not Californian. Man, yeah, where's Post Malone? Where's he gonna stand? Like, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, that might be the crux of the film. Is where's Post Malone gonna stand?
They actually spent like 30 minutes on.
There was a time
deciding.
My brother came to visit Los Angeles, And he was like, he's like, I want to go see Hollywood, right? Mm-hmm. And he's here with his friend. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to go, but I'll drop you both off in Hollywood. And his friend's like, maybe we'll just see famous people. And I'm like, that's not going to happen there. I'll drop you off in Hollywood so you can walk around for a little bit and I'll go and come pick you up. You know what I mean? Like an hour.
Yeah.
5 minutes into being in Hollywood, he sends me a picture and they're hanging out with Post Malone.
That's perfect.
And Post Malone was in Hollywood waiting for a Hooters to open.
He's just like us.
Smoking a cigarette. 5 minutes. Like, he I'm not even home.
The most famous person they was going to see was Bumblebee.
Right. I was like, you guys won't see anyone famous. And I'm like, oh, you actually saw your favorite famous person.
Hey, kid.
Immediately.
At your Post Malone was like, restaurant.
He saw him like hanging. He's like, you guys want to take a picture? And just took a picture with them. He's there. He's waiting for Hooters to open. He's in a kilt smoking cigarettes with his bouncers or like his bodyguards or whatever.
I'm glad some famous people are doing things right. That's cool.
Dude, yeah. Anyone who's met Post Malone says he's the nicest person.
He seems nice.
He's in the new Ninja Turtles movie from this year.
That was a good movie I did see last year. Ninja Turtles movie was good.
A lot of people liked it. I don't really rock with the science of some of it. If you could just mix things in water and then it just be like connected, why are you not connected to everything that was ever in the water?
Right.
Why are you, all the whales and the fish and stuff, they just been
that's
in the water?
That's where the science
I really
lost
thought you were going to have the problem with the turtles being huge.
Oh, no, that's grandfathered into just my psyche. When you see ooze in a sewer, don't touch that because, you know, it's going to affect your
hormones. But you're talking about, like, substances should spread quicker in water.
Yeah. Y'all thought I meant, like, oh, a turtle shell, you can't, if you made it real big, like why is it not heavy? No, I'm...
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Maybe it's, I mean...
There's a lot of scientific problems with this movie. Neil deGrasse Tyson just being like, here's the problem with...
He's voicing the
y'all
rhino.
Y'all never seen the inside of a turtle shell? No, it's not just body in there, bro.
Yeah. It's not just an empty hub for them. It's not the Halloween costume. Okay, well, I hate that movie now.
No, I mean, it was
no,
cool.
I hope they never. I hope everyone loses their job.
They changed a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like
from the canon.
April don't even work at the TV station. She just showed up one day and just took over.
Yeah, that was why. I mean, she was a child.
Yeah.
And growing up, and I remember the relationship between April and the Ninja Turtles being a lot like the relationship between that reporter and the kid in Blank Check, where I'm like, this isn't how this should work. This age discrepancy. April was very much an adult, and these
Blank
turtles
Check
were
was on point.
Famously teens.
Blank
Check showed if you got paper, you could pull anybody.
He really did. He really did.
You running and through the sprinklers, it don't matter, baby. I got bread.
Yeah, like they were in those crazy fountains that shoot up and down, and she's like, this guy was. Also, he didn't have that much. He was had $1 million, and he bought a very expensive house. And then one
over
of
the
walls
phone.
Was only TVs.
You bought a house over the phone.
Oh, yeah, on a house auction phone call, which notoriously happened.
I got to see this movie.
You haven't seen Blank Check?
I've never seen Blank Check.
Oh,
dude, a kid gets hit. Okay.
I remember the trailer. He got hit, his bike got
you remember
hit with
the trailer to Blank Check?
It was played constantly.
Did you have the novelization of the trailer?
It's just like a little pamphlet.
Kid's bike gets ran over. He gets mistaken for a guy named Juice. And so he gets $1 million.
That's cool.
My grandmother accidentally sent a blank check in the mail one time, and I was like, man, if I had a Macintosh,
right,
it'd be
that
over.
That was a big selling
grandma.
Point for the Mac back then was you can was check forgery.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that kid, I mean, she was like 25.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, 11. It was really May, December before they made that movie.
Like a licorice pizza deal.
Which I believe he ate. He had that wall of TVs. There was a lot in that movie that movie was really like how kids thought stuff would work put out on screen.
Right.
Where you're like, you can have a big TV if you have 80 console TVs. You know how much that would weigh? That's a turtle shell situation.
But like the Matrix did that too, right?
Yeah, but all those were supposed to be different TVs. His was like to become a big one big TV.
And he was the architect. Like he built everything. So it's like, of course he got a lot of TVs.
I love when you're the architect of the entire Matrix and you can't make one large screen.
It
he's like, no, this is 90
it.
CRT televisions. I have 100 old pink IMAX hooked together. What, Nolan?
Semiotically, you got to presume the architect is trying to say something without saying it by doing it that way.
Yeah,
because
the architect was notoriously not long-winded. So
I'm
he's probably keeping his words
to
himself. He loved subtle metaphors.
The movie would have been a lot longer if he didn't have all those little TVs to show Neo's various reactions to.
I mean, I think he could cut one screen into a bunch of little ones is what I'm saying. How you can, like, have multiple browser tabs open.
That's revisionist history, man. Like, in 02, they didn't have all that.
We didn't know.
That's true. That's the thing I like in sci-fi movies is when the technology is still the best it could be. Like, in, like, Blade Runner, it's still just sort of green on screens. Yeah. You're like, in 80 years, it'll still just be DOS. All right, what else comes out next year? We talk about Bad Boys. Here's a movie I didn't know was coming out next year that I could not believe. Mufasa. This is a prequel to the live action, yet none of it was actually live, Lion King, okay. About Mufasa.
Wait, no, a prequel to the, like, the
Donald Glover Lion King.
Beyonce Lion King?
Yes, that they're not in. And James Earl Jones will not be voicing Mufasa. This is a prequel called Mufasa.
Oh, nah. I'm gonna need them to get Warner Brothers tax attorney.
This is like having a prequel to JFK. We know what happens to him.
His head stays together the entire time.
This feels a little bit like it might get... What was the one that got written off? Animaniacs movie? No. A Wile E. Coyote movie? Acme versus John Cena?
Mm-hmm.
Mufasa.
I don't need it. I don't need it.
Well, that's like.
Did that movie make a lot of money? I didn't do any research about any of this because I just wanted to get back in the vibe of talking about movies.
It didn't make us happy. It might have made money, but it didn't make us happy. Make animals emote like people. Don't make animals look like animals in the face, but
that
they
does
sing.
Bother me.
It looked weird. Yeah. It was too weird.
It doesn't
looking.
Look how fake stuff's supposed to look.
But you're not allowed to do Milo and Otis either. So
what's that? Where they don't talk at all and there's just voices coming out?
Well, then they also get eaten by bears and thrown off cliffs and shit.
Because it's real animals.
Yeah, it's just real animals, and
you got to do it
like
all
a
like
dogs.
You got to do it like the pug from Men in Black.
Yeah,
that's what I need to see. That might have been the best animal ever on screen.
It is, man, a really good one.
If you, because it's like, okay, Mufasa, any type of danger he's in, we know he's going to live because he got to have a kid.
Right. That's the hard part about prequels. Another prequel that comes out next year is Furiosa, the Mad Max Fury Road prequel about Furiosa,
that one,
who you know lives.
I'll still
What's
watch
that
one.
About? That's about like them making spray cans?
Probably.
They find a big thing. It's like a spray paint.
The guys are testing it out, like other colors other than silver. And a guy does like blue, and everyone's like, "You look fucking ridiculous,
dude.
You got to put silver. I think it's about Furiosa having two arms for a little bit.
We know that, we know that one of them's going to come off, but other than that.
It's a wild part about prequels where you know so much about what happens immediately after them. You're like, well, she's not going to die, she's going to lose an arm.
Mm hmm.
I like this. This is sets a precedent for prequels of movies that won Best Picture. And maybe that could be the trend.
Oh, you're talking about $10,000 Baby, the prequel to $1 Million Baby, where it's just her trying to get an out-of-state abortion?
Other movies that won Best Picture, you know what I'm saying, in Africa, before out of Africa. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right here in Africa.
The English very healthy guy. It's just an English guy, but I think he might be a patient eventually.
The King's Rough Draft.
Did you guys see that movie where cars didn't run into each other for a while?
Driving safe.
Because I like this. I was trying to think about like what will. I think something that's going to happen is Barbenheimer is going to be forced on us. People are going to try and do this. This was an organic, like, home run.
You can't fake it.
Last year.
It was organic because it wasn't even the same studio. We wouldn't have believed it if it was the same studio.
No, it was just a beautiful, lucky thing that happened slowly. This is what, and things like this happen a lot online where like something organic and wonderful happens and then is like canned up and poorly manufactured 100 times. And I think that we're going to come up, there's going to be like, I don't know what it'll be, but they're going to be like, oh, finally, Bad Boys 4 and the Girl Frankenstein movie on the same day. Can you believe it? Or like stuff like that is going to be shoved down.
I hate
100%.
I like when people retroactively did it, like The Dark Knight and Mamma Mia came out the same day.
Oh yeah.
And then it was like, oh yeah, that's we a had an one. Opportunity then. And
not a good name combo either way between those. Mamma Nighty.
Yeah. I think the
Dark Amia.
Dark Amia.
Paw Patrol in the latest Saw movie came out at the same
time. Oh, Saw Patrol?
Saw Patrol.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did that really happen, or is that just a good pun?
That happened right after Barbenheimer.
But oh, and like, that's got to be unfortunate to happen right after. I'm looking at the list of movies that come out. There's the new Joker movie that comes out next year, Joker, where Lady Gaga is also a Joker.
Yep.
How do you, I don't even know, Folly Dukes, I think is how Folly you properly
Dukes.
Say it.
Folly Dukes.
There's a new Deadpool movie. There's a movie called Fall Guy.
You know what? I'm excited for Fall Guy.
What is Fall Guy?
It's like a stuntman that has to do
Ryan
like
Gosling
a heist or some shit.
Is a stuntman?
Yeah.
That sounds tight.
I'm like, that sounds fun.
That sounds tight as shit.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ryan Gosling's like, I will have ambient lighting on my face.
He looks good in it.
He does look
good.
What
are you going to do?
Everyone does. Ryan Gosling should be a spokesman for Hue Bulbs. Mean Girl. Yeah, I'm trying to think. There's another Venom. There's another Smile. There's another Sonic the Hedgehog. There's another Quiet Place. There's a Quiet Place prequel about the day that the Quiet Place thing showed up.
Okay.
I mean.
Wait, we didn't see that?
There was the first Quiet Place. They'd already been there for a while. And I think the second one was a sequel. I didn't see the second one.
I didn't see the second. I saw first one in the theater.
The second one timeline was confusing because I couldn't remember if they was in the past or if they was in the... For some reason, they didn't know what was going on. I thought that was had prequel in it.
Oh, if it's a sequel and then they're still like freaked out that these things are around?
Because they solved the problem at the end of one.
Yeah.
They figure it out.
I don't know.
They got, yeah.
But I don't know. I think we're going to have this is my movie prediction for this year, is there's going to be a forced Barbenheimer that doesn't catch.
Yeah, what are the, I'm trying to think of what could
but
be
there's
the
just
options.
Too many, there's so many movies. I hope they package like Civil War, a very serious, that movie, Civil War with, let's say, Mufasa.
Well, like the fun of Barbenheimer is like, it's like a dad movie plus a, the daughter movie. You
it's
know, like,
very, very opposite visually, as like the aesthetics of the movie, but then they're both great and both like really well received.
They have to be like good movies.
I don't think it's going to be forced down our throat. That's my trend this year, is going to be forced down our throat.
Every, like, we should keep up with every weekend what's getting released and Barbenheimer, something that
yeah. This is all work I could have done.
look at the slate.
I like because release dates move around, so you know
I could see
saying?
Them manipulating something for a pun,
right?
But you could zero in on it by figuring out what studio style is that? Like that's
right. Like let's think of like Zero Dark 13 going on 30 would have worked great. If 13 going on 30 and Zero Dark 30 came out the same day.
I mean, you should
day,
just been, write movie slaves, been, really.
Go see Jennifer Garner kill Bin Laden.
There's a great one behind your head.
Oh, Juno Unchained. That's also a good one that would have worked really well.
Yeah.
But Barbenheimer's not a very clean pun.
I don't even know if it's a pun.
No, it's not.
What's the play? I know it's words, but what's the play?
It's kind of cool because someone on Twitter did it. You know what I mean? It's like a schmucky.
It also worked out well with those houses on the PCH looking so different next to each other. The pink and purple one and then the black house.
I don't get that far
west. You guys don't know those
There's
houses?
Like a meme with the pictures
it's like very
of the
famous.
Yeah.
I think I don't know. I'm like very caught up thinking about how Barbenheimer is going to be unfortunately forced at us again.
The trend that I think is going to happen, and this isn't a movie, but that Pop-Tart that killed itself is going to be the next big thing.
The bowl game Pop-Tart?
Yeah, the bowl game Pop-Tart.
Did you see this, Rob?
Toasted itself.
Yeah, there was a bowl game. There was like the Pop-Tart bowl, the Kellogg's Pop-Tart bowl or something.
It was pretty great. But it's like this Pop-Tart mascot, and it's on top of a toaster, and it's like dancing and smiling, and it's got a big smile on its face. It's got a little sign that says, dreams really do come true.
Oh, no. It really does. It has a sign that's like,
And then it steps into the toaster, it gets lowered down, and then it comes out the bottom, and then the winning team and coach eat it.
Yeah.
it's the best. Yeah. It made me really happy.
I could see more food. I could see also this being a Mufasa thing as well. Where we cook and eat a lion. It'll be Cecil, that dentist, will finally be redeemed, who killed Cecil the lion.
I forgot about that.
Where he, how did you forget about it? We all cared so much about that. We were all activists that week.
Here's my thing with the Lion King. Scar isn't the bad guy. Simba is the bad guy. Have we talked about this before?
I don't know.
Because Scar is babysitting Simba. Mm-hmm. And then Simba's like, when I become king, what does that make you? So Simba's already putting the idea in his head of Mufasa dying. I just can't wait to be king.
It's a real
it's
Snape
basically saying I just Harry can't Potter wait until my dad dies.
Yeah.
So then all Scar is doing is making this little kid's dreams come true.
Sure.
And then now he's the villain.
So singing a song about killing is a worse crime than killing.
I think if you're named after your deformation, you should be allowed a little slack.
You get one kill. Right. You get one.
Everyone else in the whole world's name is Swahili except for Scar. Right.
Whether you're Scar or Octopussy, if you're named after your deformation, I think you should be cut a little slack.
Wait a second. So in Lion King canon, there's a show
is called... Is that a sequel?
There's a show called The Lion Guard that it's about Simba's son. And he's
Simba?
Like,
yes.
I can't remember what his name is.
It's probably not what I said.
He's got like a magic roar. He can like roar really loud for like a little lion.
Oh, that was actually one of Simba's feats in the video game.
So they try to resurrect Scar from the dead, and it's revealed that Scar, he was bitten by a cobra, and he was a real nice guy, and the cobra's venom is what made him evil.
So again, Scar became disabled. And then we all made fun of him for his disability he couldn't prevent.
The 90s were different.
And
I want a Scar movie. I don't want a Mufasa movie.
I think a Scar movie would be great.
Scar's going to show up.
Scar,
right?
We there yet?
Yeah, well, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. I would watch that.
The big part of that movie is going to be how Scar gets his scar.
Oh, yeah, I guess Scar will exist in this Mufasa movie. It'll be like how Samuel Jackson got his eye scratched in one of the Marvel movies. I don't even remember how. But remember, he lost an eye in one
Captain
of them at
Marvel,
some point.
I think a cat,
Captain Scarvel?
A cat ate it, I think.
A cat ate his eye?
But it was one of those cats that was like possessed by
right.
An alien.
Is it like a cat or is it a bad thing?
It's both. Cats are bad things.
I don't know.
Oh, Alf over here.
I'm like really...
We got a regular Alf.
I thought you said Alpha. Like he was an Alpha male.
Alpha Elf.
You ever seen that one about the hyper online kid from the Little Rascals, Alf Alpha, where he's just... the Mufasa thing is what stood out. I'm looking at Dune 2 comes out.
Andrew
I never
Tate
saw Dune.
Is a He-Man woman hater. I'm sorry.
watch Dune.
I'm waiting for it to come back into movie theaters. I want to see it in the movie theater.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch Dune vertically on my phone.
Is Patrick Stewart's thing, they going to be in this new Dune?
Bring him back.
I don't know. Wait, is he dead?
They were in the David Lynch Dune.
Oh.
Which I didn't... I watched a little bit, and I was like, I don't think I care for Dune. Mm.
Lynch's Dune is rough. That's a rough watch, and it's long.
A Lynch's Dune sounds like a movie trope, sort of like a Chekhov's gun.
The Lynch's
or something
Dune,
like that. Is that the Lynch Dune? I don't know. We'll see what movie. And I don't know. Then there'll be Oscar movies and stuff. The Joker movie. I know we talked about that.
Another musical,
I was
right?
really late to seeing The Joker. I just saw it like a month ago. Mm-hmm. Joker 2 months ago or something like that. That guy's not messing around.
This guy's no joke, huh?
I watched the whole thing. I'm like, this is how sometimes I'll watch a movie and I'll be like, that could never happen. And that's literally what I thought watching Joker.
That could
as
never.
Stupid as I am.
Get on late night
I'm like,
dude,
like there's absolutely. That's what being a comedian is. I'm like head. So poisoned. I'm like, Annie can't even use that credit anymore.
Dang.
You burn that material. That's done.
He's not even able to do that on the Comedy Central reel recording. He won't be able to kill the host anymore.
I saw Sam Morrell and
Goldman,
Mark Maron and Goldman and Chris Redd in the first Joker. I told myself, if they ever make another Joker, I'd be doing stand up in there. And now I'm realizing like I'm not gonna be able to be in that.
I bet he's
my
less.
Joke's not gonna be.
I really thought you were gonna break DC news for universe, us for a second. Man. I was like, this is so exciting.
And I realized in this one, I am Harley Quinn.
Dang, like,
I think that the new one probably will have less open mics. Now that he's like murdered people on TV, although it's like I don't know, you go to an open mic and you're like, some of these people probably shouldn't be walking. Free.
It's in Austin, Texas.
You mean he's not gonna get his henchmen from the Bucky?
I will love so much if he's on Rogan in the new one. He's like in the Joker and he's like telling Jamie to pull stuff up. he's like, so you killed that guy, Jamie, pull this up. Did he kill that guy?
Oh my god, yeah, that was that viral clip.
I saw the new Joker. I thought it was weird he kept telling me to buy Accelerator energy drink. All right. I don't know.
Joker 2, he starts the podcast.
Joker to Joker.
They need to do some recognition of that's podcast. What a comedian is.
Yeah. I think
isn't he in the 70s?
Yes.
So, like, in the 80s is the comedy boom, so maybe he's just, like, you know, he's still got a TV credit, so he's still booked in, like, some clubs.
The Joker's
like
just, he's stealing material from Louis Anderson.
Yeah.
He goes through a prop phase, like a Howie Mandel
thing. Oh, my
thing.
God. I would like it if Carrot Top is the antagonist to him in this one. Everyone's rooting for Carrot Top. Well deserved. Happen. Okay. Well, this will be fun. I don't know. I didn't really have a. I wanted to just talk about what's coming out this year, and I don't know.
Shout out Lady Gaga, man.
Yeah, yeah. Sure she'll be very
she
good.
She'll be in there. You know, House of Gucci. She don't play around. The Star is Born. You know what I'm saying? Lady Gaga, when she in your movie, she doing her thing.
Yeah, she's making good picks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's in The Sopranos.
Lady Gaga?
Yeah, she's like a. She's one of AJ's friends.
Oh.
No, she's. She's like a teenager, but she's one of AJ's friends at like a house party.
I watched Sopranos for the first time ever over like COVID, and there's a shot like deep, like maybe even season six, where it's just like a bellhop outside of a hotel, and it's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
There's a lot of good. There's like good Jeffrey Joseph cameos. He's like reoccurs a couple of times in there. There's a lot of like, or not a lot, but there's a few where you're just like, wait 1 second, what we got going on? Like I watched and James Gandolfini was in it.
Hell yeah.
He played the AJ's dad.
He's great.
Yeah. All right. I think we're good.
That's it for us, for myself and Joe and Rob. Thank you guys so much for listening to our weird little preview predictive fun thing. Thank you to Nolan for production, everything like that. Appreciate you guys. Video and all of that is over on YouTube, youtube.com/neverseenit. And like I said, our preview and the extended episode is over on patreon.com/neverseenit. Hope to see everybody out who can make it to the Elysian Theater Sunday, February 4th. And if you are around places like Boulder, Denver, Portland area, things like that, I'm setting up some stuff there as well. So look out for that. Follow me at Never Seen It Show and Kyle Ayers online. Thank you.